Chapter 1. In the air, from Mount Blue in Northern California to San Francisco.
Hang in there, Sophie Daniels, John Ryan thought grimly. I'm coming for you as fast as I can. Whatever you do, whatever it takes, stay alive.
He'd only seen her in photographs, and only knew of her through her friend L. Connolly, who had also worked at Arca Pharmaceuticals. He knew only that she was beautiful and smart. A researcher, a virologist, and now a vulnerable woman surrounded by danger. John Ryan looked down at the ravaged, smoking landscape. His stealth helicopter basically flew itself, and for the first time, he regretted that. Having to pay attention to flying would have kept his mind off what he was seeing below. Death, destruction, chaos. There were so many columns of smoke, he didn't bother flying around them, but arrowed his way through. The helo's air filters could take care of the smoke. Pity they couldn't filter out his feelings. The helo was hermetically sealed, so he couldn't smell the smoke. But he knew what burning vehicles smelled like, and burning people. The world was dying right before his eyes. There was the tiniest spark of hope waiting for him on Beach Street, near Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. Sophie Daniels, a scientist with a vaccine against the virus that was tearing humanity apart. The doom bug. John had never met her, but she was L. Connolly's best friend. L. Connolly, soon to be L. Ross. He knew that in his teammate Nick Ross's eyes, L. was already his wife. Nick had loved L. forever and had lost her, then found her again. Just before scumbags who worked for Arca Pharmaceuticals' security system tried to kill her. Arca was responsible for murdering the world. Its death throes visible right below him. But the world might survive if he got to Sophie Daniels in time. If she was still alive. If he could smuggle her out of San Francisco with an estimated 600,000 monsters roaming the streets. If they could replicate that vaccine in a lab which was even now being prepped back at Haven on Mount Blue. If the vaccine worked. A long shot, but the only one they had. Was Sophie Daniels still alive? He remembered the last email Sophie sent to her friend and colleague, L.
L, I think Arca has bioengineered a virulently contagious virus that takes out the neocortex and activates the limbic system. If you're reading this, then you'll know that the virus has been unleashed. I hacked into the files and I discovered that there is a vaccine. It was in Dr. Lee's office in the Arca building, in a case which also contained the live virus. There was so much chaos that I was able to steal it. So I have a refrigerator case of 200 vials of vaccine and 4 doses of live virus. The electricity has gone out and I don't think the coolant in the case will last much longer than 96 hours. I'm in my apartment on Beach Street and I don't dare go out. These creatures are running around in the streets. All I can do is stay locked up in the apartment and hope that someone can come for me. If you're reading this, L, send someone. This vaccine is our only hope. Soph.
They'd received that message 24 hours ago. L had replied that John was on his way. He'd wanted to head out immediately, go grab her and the vaccine and bring her back to safety. Their little stealth helo could make it to San Francisco and back in a few hours, easy. That had been the plan. But in this new world, no plans worked. He'd had to leave their main helo on the rooftop of the Arca skyscraper in the financial district of San Francisco. He was flying an older helo that had been in maintenance. And instead of heading out immediately, he'd headed out 24 hours late, because the rotor head had to be replaced, and they had to go steal one in what had, overnight, become Badlands. 24 hours was a long time in this new world. Time enough for Sophie Daniels to be caught and ripped to pieces. Time enough for the whole of fucking San Francisco to turn. Time enough for her to turn. Jesus. At least her building was intact. He could see it both from the keyhole satellite feed and their own drones that Mac and Nick had sent to hover over the Beach Street area. To top it off, her internet connection had broken down. but his was still functioning. Haven had an almost unbreakable connection. Its servers were in an impenetrable underground bunker about a mile away, safe and impregnable. He could talk to Haven and they could listen in and connect with anyone whose connection still worked. Sophie's didn't. John had done a fast check and the entire northern section of San Francisco was down. He was flying in blind, without knowing what was at the other end, knowing only that monsters were roaming the streets.